peace unto you. Shall we pray before we dig into the word? Lord God, we thank you for this passage. It is a passage of love. And it is also a passage of severe words. Lord, we listen to you and we look up to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Love could be very cheap. Love is something we can speak all day long without meaning much. It is easier to love those who are dear to us, and it is not too hard to love those we know well. But if we are facing those we are not familiar with, a different race, a person of different culture, a person of different persuasion, love becomes very hard to do. We can say we love all we want, but in reality, we do not or not even want to. Think about somebody who is dear to you to come to you to borrow some money, not a big sum, but a medium-sized sum. You say it's okay. Someone you know well will come up to you and ask you for money, to borrow money. It's harder, but it's still okay. But if it's somebody you don't know very well, you just know him as a casual friend, come up to you and ask to borrow money, you have great hesitation. We do not, or even, we don't want to. At times, love seems to equate to a certain act. Many years ago, once a famous preacher said this in a winter conference. He said, a lot of people say, I love you. What he really means is, I want to have sex with you. Nothing more. I was in my teens, and I could not agree more. Thus, love one another means doing certain things or not doing certain things. The very first word John said in the message is love one another. Then he proceeded to say, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. The first sentence is familiar, but the second verse is certainly severe to the ears, as if a judgment of capital punishment. Here John is writing in his own usual style. Remember our familiar John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal lives. It is so comforting, and it's so assuring. But two words are stung. The tongue turned dark, and Jesus said, he who believes in him is not judged, but he who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The contrast of the two verses is so big that we can hardly detect the same obvious sentiment. John is the apostle of love, but his idea of love is not muddled. When he says yes, he means yes. No means no. He would just take away all the trappings of our hypocrisy. Just as Jesus called on the Jews, those who have ears, hear. The words are indeed hard to hear, but they have to be said clearly and openly, and they need to be heard clearly. What he really meant is to lay out everything on the table. The listener can listen or reject. They can take their pick, but they have also prepared for the consequences. John is very straightforward. When he talks about love, the reason is simple. Love is just central in our faith. He wants to make sure we all have heard it, for the consequence is grave. After John finished the sentence of love one another, he used the historical story of King to make his point. From King's story, we can see what is love and what is hate. As we read down the line, John pointed out King, who was the evil one, and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil, and his brothers were righteous. Shall we look at this passage from two angles? Naturally, we turn the Bible back to Genesis 4 to look for clues about Cain. Now, Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord, and Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother?" The Bible makes it clear that Cain has not sinned when he made his offering. Even to verse 7, the Lord still says, "Sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it." Obviously, even when Cain was pouting, he has not committed sin. He was angry with his countenance fallen, but Cain did not master sin. He did not rule over sin, but instead, he was overcome by sin. It is, of course, so obvious, even before sin was crouching at his door, Cain was in trouble already. God did not look with favor of Cain's offering. By itself, it's not a sin. But Cain got angry because his offering was not looked with favor. Then God took the initiative to warn Cain. As God warned Cain, Cain was at the edge to commit sin. First of all, Cain believed his offering should be well regarded by God. Somehow, it was not to be. However, the real problem is not with the offering. The problem is Cain himself. Cain did not realize, or he did not admit, he is the very reason his offering was not looked with favor. Cain did not understand God. Then he turned his anger towards his brother Abel. Cain lured Abel to the field and killed him. The hate of Cain was revealed in his killing. So, and we look at the evolution of sin. Offering was not looked with favor, which is not sin yet. And then he got angry, which is not sin yet. And at that time, sin crouching at door. Number 4, he turned his anger towards Abel and killed Abel. Killing Abel is only the last step of Cain's sin. Tracing to the origin, Cain was angry because his offering was not looked with favor by God. Cain's real culprit is his relationship with God. It is not God's doing. It is Cain's own undoing of himself. Cain has broken his relationship with God, then his whole attitude of offering was just not favorable. Put it simply, back to the scenario of 1 John. For this is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous. Then we begin to see not to love one another is a spiritual problem by nature. When our relationship with God is in trouble, our spiritual life is in trouble. Many people would want to find out whether Cain chose the wrong offering or maybe he chose a wrong career. Instead of keeping flock like his younger brother, he became a farmer. Instead of offering animals, he offered fruits of the soil. Sorry, the heading is wrong. Is it better to tend to flock than to farm? Or is it better to offer fat portion of the flock than fruits of the soil? Is it the real reason? The Bible did not give a very clear reason for looking with favor. All we know is Abel's offering was looked with favor and Cain's was not. If we put the problem onto the nature of the offering, we may got it wrong. Cain got a spiritual problem. The nature of his offering is not the problem. Cain did not love his brother. It's the real problem here. He only looked at his brother Abel as a competitor. It is a spiritual matter. In the same vein, not love one another is also a spiritual matter. Because something's wrong here. Cain's relationship with God somehow is not right. From the second angle, we will look at New Testament writers' comment on Cain. Now, yeah, I probably missed a slide. Okay. Let me read it. There are three passages which talks about Cain. It's by one. The first one is Hebrews 11:4. From the second, by faith Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offering. Remember that by faith he was commended as righteous. And the second verse, is from 1 John 3:12 again. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous. And then the last one was Jude, verse 11. Woe to them! They have taken the way of Cain. They have rushed for prophets into Balaam's error. They have destroyed in Korah's rebellion. The book of Hebrews tells us Abel brought God a better offering by faith. Contrasting Cain, he did an inferior offering because he has no faith or less faith. Have faith and not have faith is undoubtedly a spiritual matter. If faith is not a matter of spirituality, I wouldn't know what is spirituality. John, in this very passage, pointed out the opposition of evil and righteousness. Simply put, the very word righteous is God's nature, his essential being. God is righteous. When Cain is on the opposite side of righteousness, isn't it a spiritual matter? He is standing opposing to God. Cain has a spiritual problem when he failed to love his brother. Jude commented on the way of Cain. The main point of the book of Jude is heresy, is against heresy, those who oppose the truth. Jude pointed out very clearly the way of Cain is the way to destruction. Deviating from the truth of God is a matter of spiritual failure. So the problem of Cain not loving his brother again is a matter of spirituality. After discussing so much about Cain and how Cain hated his brother, verses 15 to 18 have more severe admonitions. We will stop here today for the negative. If you want to pursue it, please go ahead and read. But shall we look closely of how to love one another instead? If not loving one another is spiritual, then love one another is all the more spiritual. Why did we spend so much time to prove love or not love is a matter of spirituality? It is because we need to understand why before we can go back to the source to help us to love. We can only love according to what we know as a secular person. But love one another commanded by the Lord cannot be looked upon as a secular person. We have to go back to God. We have to go back to God and understand what does it mean by love one another. Spiritual problem requires a spiritual solution. As soon as we find out loving one another is a spiritual matter, we will return to the source and solution of all spiritual matter, God himself. Spiritual matter is a matter of relationship with God. All spiritual matter is defined by our relationship with God. It is a matter how we relate to God. Going back to the example of Cain, we find Cain had not inquired about his offering after his offering was not looked with favor. He could have asked humbly and improved accordingly. But his reaction was being angry. He got very angry and his face was downcast. In another word, Cain did not intend to improve. He believed he was perfect. Even when God told him his offering was not right, he still believed he was right. God has told him, you are not right. You are not well. But he didn't listen. What has happened with Cain? What had he done to his relationship with God? All he could see is the difference of his offering and his brother's offering. The thing they did. He did not care what God cares. He did not care God wanted him to be right. Be right. At this point, God admonished Cain, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. In Hebrew, it is not to do what is right. You are not. If you are right. In Hebrew, it means you are right. If you are right, will you not be accepted? But if you are not right, sin is crouching at the door. We do not know exactly what is right or what is not right. But certain things we know, we do know. The book of Hebrews tells us Cain's offering is without faith. The author of Hebrews only tells us Abel's offering is better because it was brought with faith. However, the book of Hebrews did not totally nullify Cain's offering. Abel's offering is just better than Cain's. Even in Genesis, God did not fault Cain for his offering, nor nullify Cain himself. What Cain needs to do is to get back to God, get closer to God, understand God better, listen to God better, build a better relationship. For this is a spiritual matter, and spiritual matter need a spiritual solution. Get right with God. But Cain solved the problem with a human solution. He took his anger out on his brother. There were only Cain and Abel there. If Abel died, God can only look with favor of Cain's offering because there's none other offerings. Only Cain's. There's no competitors. This is what I call a solution of the world. A spiritual solution is go back to God, and this is part of the meaning of what is right. Spiritual matter is not to do this or not to do that. Love one another is a spiritual matter. So when we find we have a distance with our brother, it is not the time to do a lot of things our way. Why don't we turn to God at the first moment? We shall not ask God whether to do this or not to do that. We shall just get close to God and listen to his voice. Trusting God will show us the way. But Cain took it upon himself and took it up with his own hands to solve his own problem. This is what John called off the world. A spiritual man would come to God and trust his doing, following God's word. Continuing his teaching of love one another, John asked us to do only one thing. This is something we need to do. Now, of course, in the passage of 1 John, it talks about giving our material needs to needy brothers. Excuse me. Continue his teaching of love one another. John asks us to do one thing. It's verse 16. This is how we know that what God is, what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. John asks us not just to do something, but to lay down our lives. Now, lay down our life is not actually doing something here. Because Jesus Christ has laid down his life died on the cross for us, and this is something he has done. Now, the phrase lay down life could mean to die or to sacrifice. For Jesus, he gave his life to die on the cross. He has died once and for all for us. We cannot do the same, but we can make sacrifices for our brothers. And also, in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now, remain. Somehow some slide is gone. As the Father has loved me, and so have I loved you, now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. A greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. This is John 15, 9 to 13. And then, and this also said, I am the good shepherd. John 10, 11 and 15 also said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. When Jesus said he laid down his life, he invoked of the imagery of shepherd and sheep. The shepherd laid down his life for his own sheep. As far as the imagery of shepherd and sheep is in force, the shepherd does not necessarily die for the sheep. But the shepherd will sacrifice a lot for the sheep, for the well-being of the sheep. Love one another is getting close to God and follow God's command to walk one more mile for my brother, give more of myself to my brother, sacrifice whatever material or ideal for my brother. In the eyes of Cain, Abel's offering could mean a lousy offering. In the eyes of Cain, Abel's offering was just a bunch of fat, the fat portion of the flock. In our today's eyes, this is not very appealing. It could be the reason why Cain was not happy and turned angry. If we take a step back, granted, Abel's offering was not as good as Cain's. Cain's second best was better than Abel's. Yet God looked upon Abel's offering with favor. The point is not a more valuable or more substantial offering, not even a perfectly installed offering. The reason is that Abel has a better relationship with God, a right relation with God. That's what it means by if you are right. Most of the time, we just could not comprehend how good or how right was our offering to God. Think about our ministry. We say we serve God, but how good our service really are, we would not be able to fathom it. All we can do is to serve by faith. We weak human beings would never be able to serve God satisfactorily to his standard. But by faith, we offer our service to God. Yet God has chosen us to serve him because we are willing. We just have a willingness to get closer to God. We may not even be very close to God, just close enough God look at our heart, at our desire to be closer to Him. When obstacles are in the way, shall we all gather together and be close to God one more time? We do not speak with haste and do with haste. We huddle together and listen to John's advice. God will show us the way to love one another and make things right. Shall we once again reveal John's advice? As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's command and remain in his love. I told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. This is my command: love one another.